A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples were on the way, going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went ahead of them. They were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. Taking the 12 aside again, he began to tell them what was going to happen to him. "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, hand him over to the Gentiles who will mock him, spit upon him, scourge him, and put him to death. But after 3 days, he will rise." Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I drink? Be baptized the baptism in which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The chalice that I drink, you will drink. With the baptism in which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give. It is for those from whom it has been prepared." The 10 heard of this and became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them. The great ones make their authority over them felt, but it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be like your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, to give his life as ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Tomorrow is our 8th grade lunch, and it's a beautiful tradition we have here at Holy Family where we celebrate our graduates and we send them off to high school. But I've learned after attending two, they asked me, "Who do you want to sit with?" I said, "I don't want to sit with any of the families. Put me with the faculty. Because if I'm with a certain family, it's like, those are Father Ricky's favorites." You see what I'm saying? Not that you all watch every single thing that I do here. And I made a conscious decision to do that because I don't want it to look like I do have any favorites. And you know, the last 2 years it was fine sitting with families, but I really would prefer to sit with the faculty. But I laugh at this gospel because James and John, they thought they were really going to be special. "Lord, put me at your left, put me at your right. Because I want that recognition, that title." And Jesus says, "Do you really know what you're asking for? You want to come and follow me? Your glory will be through service, through sacrifice, through sometimes suffering. And if you do those, then you will be elevated to the point that you're supposed to be in heaven." So in other words, sometimes we get so stuck up on our titles here on earth. We want recognition. We want to be thanked. Of course, we're human. But we serve the Lord not for a title here on earth, but we serve the Lord because of the goodness that God has shown us. And we serve the Lord so that we will be with him in heaven one day. So if we win all the titles and awards and buildings are named after us or whatever it is, but we don't get to heaven, we miss the point. But if we do things that people don't see us, and we're serving, may your reward be great in heaven. So let's pray right now in our own lives and ask, where in my life do I need to be more humble? As we all struggle with it, our egos could be strong, myself included. Where in our life do I still want to control everything? So let's pray right now for the grace of our humility and that we will serve as Jesus invites us to serve in this gospel.